have three waters to serve you today, and they all come from different places. So I have
Shanai Matson pours three small cups of water for Mary Moxon, putting them on a wooden board like a flight of beers at a craft brewery.
It's very subtle, but water has different tastes, and it has to do with the mineral content of the water, the treatment of the water. Sometimes it has to do with the pipes or the container that the water comes in.
Shanai has just set up her water table, called a pop-up water bar, at Rhinelander's Project North. You hear the music from the festival in the background. Mary tries the three water samples, saying one tastes muddy, one flat, and one pretty good.
By asking people to really taste the water, what we're really doing is slowing them down and helping them think about it. And so they're thinking about something they do every day in a new way.
Shanai tells Mary the water she thought tasted muddy was Rhinelander city water. The flat water was bottled water. And the one Mary liked best was tap water Shanai took from her own home in the Twin Cities.
And I brought water from Minneapolis, where we're based.
That's where Shanai has a storefront, the water bar and public studio. She brings her pop-up water bar all over.
And so I'll pour you a flight, and you can try all three.
Shanai let me taste her samples. I told her I liked the third one best.
This is my favorite.
That one's your favorite?
Yeah, it tastes like nothing, which
okay.
I want
yeah,
in my
yeah,
water.
Yeah,
that's what I want
what
in my water.
Prefer, generally. Yeah. Okay.
I picked Rhinelander city water. That makes sense, Shanai says, since I live in the city.
What we found is people like what they are most used to, so you tend to prefer the water that you drink most often.
The water Shanai and her family drink most often is Minneapolis city water, which comes from the Mississippi River.
Where's my shark thingies?
Your shark?
My shark thingies.
Her kids, including her 7-year-old son, Amesa, often come with Shanai on her road trips.
Do you have a favorite water that you've ever tasted?
Mississippi.
Mississippi water. Why did you like that one so much?
It's my mom's favorite water and I like it, it's tasty.
Shanai says Amesa can run the water bar himself. He often connects better with other kids than she does.
They have a lot of fun, and kids are very imaginative, so they tend to have a lot of fun thinking about water in a new way.
Shanai wants everyone to think of water in a new way, as she uses it in conversation.
I think the city responded really well.
To her, water has a close connection with culture and even art.
So water as a product or as a resource, that's a very cultural idea. That's an idea that comes from a very specific culture. There are lots of cultures that don't think of water as a resource, but think of water as a relative or kin.
Oh, is this the water pop-up water bar?
Yeah.
For Shanai, the little plastic cups with water samples represent something more. They make people slow down, taste what they're drinking, and think about water as something with a story, something connected to identity, something that defines culture.
All water comes from somewhere. A lot of us turn on our taps and we don't really think about that, but no matter where you are, your water has a source. All water comes from somewhere, and that water connects us to place.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.